Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, the number here is 603-283-6160. As we kick off the second hour of the program, of course, you can bring up what you want to discuss. According to a post on the Wall Street Bets Reddit, someone claiming, now, you know, whether this is true or not, I don't know. It's just a post on the internet, but it's interesting. It says that Google just deleted over 100,000 negative reviews of the Robinhood app from their app store. Now, why would Google...
I believe them.
Yeah, but why would Google be doing Robinhood's bidding in this particular case?
Oh, well, because it's a great big club and you're not in it.
I see. Yeah.
You know, they're all in the same club, and none of us will ever be in that club.
This is true. So if you want to weigh in here, you can. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
Coming up, I know, Bonnie, you wanted to talk about D.C. becoming the 51st state. We can get to that on the way here.
If it becomes the 50th state, and they can have our spot.
Yeah, and that's definitely where I wanted to come from on it as well. We've certainly seen people talking about secession here in New Hampshire and Texas and California and elsewhere. So it would be nice if they didn't have to change the flag. They could just let one state go, and then, you know, D.C. can be a state at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got some other related stories here to money. This one I've been sitting on for a couple of weeks, and I think it's interesting. We're going to leave the United States here for a moment and go down to Argentina, down in South America, where the U.S. dollar has long been the most wanted foreign currency, according to Coindesk.com. But these days, people can't stop talking about DAI. Do you guys know what DAI is?
No.
D-A-I?
I've held it a couple of times.
Okay, so what it is a stable coin that is based on the U.S. dollar's value. But it is not a dollar-backed dollar stable coin. So what makes DAI interesting, and I'm not going to do a good job of explaining it because there's some intricacies that I can't really, you know, explain, but basically DAI is backed... not by dollars like most stable coins, because most, for listeners that aren't familiar, most stable coins are cryptocurrency tokens that are physically backed by dollars in a bank account somewhere. So if you've ever heard of Tether, Tether is the number one stable coin. It's currently actually the
third. Which is arguably backed by dollars in a bank account somewhere.
Right. Now, whether they've been audited.
Allegedly.
Yeah, right. So whether they've been audited for that or not is another question. Or whether you believe the auditor is again another question. But supposedly, dollars exist in a bank account. DAI, on the other hand, is backed by cryptocurrency deposits that are sort of over-deposited. So when you, I think it's like when they're minting new DAI, they require people to deposit either Bitcoin or Ethereum, for instance. Mm-hmm. And then they over-collateralize. That's the word I was looking for. They put in way more Bitcoin. So if they're going to mint $1,000 worth of DAI, they might have to put in, you know, $2,000 worth of Bitcoin or something like that.
Which covers you so long as Bitcoin doesn't drop
crater.
By 50%.
Right. So that's how they're doing this. And there's more to it than that as far as like how they manage to balance all the pricing to where it stays at roughly a dollar's value. So anyway, in Argentina, that's what people are talking about. They're talking about this stablecoin, DAI, and DAI's volume has already grown at least sixfold in the year 2020, according to information provided by local crypto exchanges down there in Argentina, including Satoshi Tango, Decrypto, and Ripio. Argentines, faced with a devaluation of their peso from just 2 cents to 0.006 cents in just 18 months, and an annual inflation rate higher than 30%, are looking for ways to safeguard their value. So we're seeing something similar in Argentina now as what we've seen in Venezuela and, of course, Zimbabwe and other countries that have had failing currencies where they just crank up the printing presses.
Oh, no, that's not it. They just have the cleverest speculators on Earth. They know what the rest of us don't on how to make money on falling dollars.
No, it's printing.
I'm being brutally
sarcastic. Yes, it's printing. But as they are only permitted to buy, so Argentinians are only permitted to buy up to $200 per month through official channels with an additional tax of 65% over the official quote, some Argentines are turning to stable coins like DAI. So I guess what they're saying is they're permitted only to buy $200. I see. Per month in dollars. Okay, so so if they want to take their Argentinian pesos and convert them into U.S. dollars, they can only do up to $200 per month due to government currency restrictions.
Imagine thinking of the dollar as safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. God, that is so that's sad.
But it's the truth, nobody, and that's how it
is. I mean, compared to their pesos, sure.
Right.
The dollar's as good as, you know, really crappy gold.
The adoption of DAI became popular because being a stable coin and having a quotation link to the U.S. dollar, many Argentines have decided to acquire it as an indirect form of dollarization, according to crypto exchange Wenbit in an email to CoinDesk. This is all taking place amid an overall crypto boom in Argentina, with crypto exchanges enjoying record growth in the year 2020. Sebastian Serrano, the CEO of Argentinian crypto exchange Ripio, told CoinDesk the exchange's stablecoin trading volume grew 20 times in the year 2020.
See, if they weren't economic morons in the Venezuelan government and they really wanted to stick it to the U.S., what they'd be doing is coming up here and giving us ways to escape the dollar into crypto without KYC.
Well, they only want to do what's going to benefit them, and they have, as you point out, no economic intelligence whatsoever in Venezuela.
They're only going to do what they understand, because, I mean, you and I have proven that can be profitable.
So, quote, this is increasing month by month due to a local need for dollarization and a bullish crypto market promoting higher adoption. He said, it's a perfect storm. According to CoinDesk, Argentines' obsession with U.S. dollars has grown stronger in recent decades, mainly driven by high inflationary processes that have pulverized their peso's value. Quote, we have a relationship with the dollar that is typical of 70 years without a strong local currency, and DAI is an alternative to the dollar, says the CEO of Satoshi Tango, which is an exchange that started offering DAI in 2020 and increased by 7 its business in Argentina during this last year.
Wow.
So huge demand coming out of Argentina for this stablecoin. And as we've seen in Venezuela, if you look at the local Bitcoins numbers, local Bitcoins is a website where people can buy and sell Bitcoins across the planet, usually somewhat directly to one another. Venezuela and Nigeria have been their two top countries as far as like per capita purchases of Bitcoin. There are tremendous volumes coming out of both of those countries. Hmm. And, of course, Venezuela is... Did I say Argentina? Venezuela is what I meant to say.
Right.
But Argentina is also one of the top players at local Bitcoins.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like what Nigeria says about it, but...
those people down there are doing a lot of Bitcoin down in Nigeria. You know, whether it's legit or not is another question. But
Maybe they're just piling up money for their next generation of princes.
Some of them are. they're making new princes down there in Nigeria all the time with Bitcoin. But DAI is built on the Ethereum blockchain, and it is stabilized to the value of the U.S. dollar and pegged 1-to-1 via what is known as the Maker stablecoin system. The cryptocurrency collateral viewed publicly on the Ethereum blockchain keeps DAI's value stable, unlike other popular stablecoins whose value is backed directly by U.S. dollars. And the other interesting thing about DAI is, from what I've heard, I'm not sure if this is 100% true, but from what I've heard, it's the only Ethereum stablecoin that does not have the ability for the central issuer to control the transactions. So if for instance, on, let's say I send you some Tether, nobody, and whoever it was that sent me the Tether goes to the Tether company and says, hey, I got scammed or whatever, take my Tether back. Or law enforcement goes to Tether and says, hey, take this Tether back from that person. They can undo it. They can centrally control and undo that transaction and bring it back. Now, how many levels they can do it for, I don't know. But they can do an undo on Tether and a lot of these other Ethereum-based stablecoins. But DAI, supposedly, they can't do that with. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160.
Sorry.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah!
Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. We started talking about the whole stock market situation with GameStop and some of these other companies that may be being bought up by Wall Street Bets, which is a Reddit community. Now, it does appear that the Reddit group is, you know, maybe likely going to be under some amount of threat, given that they've already had their Discord deleted. So apparently some of the Wall Street guys, or the Wall Street Bets group, has gone to their own website, which is wsbets.win. And this is according to Singularity, who posted the link in our Matrix chat. Now, if you want to get in the Free Talk Live Matrix server, you can go to chat.freetalklive.com. And that'll give you the step-by-step instructions on how to get onto that server, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
Nobody.
And I want to say thanks to the guys over at AnyPay for being supporters here at Free Talk Live, and we're big fans of AnyPay. Because every single day I'm pretty much in the community here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm using AnyPay to buy a meal or to buy, you know, some other service like getting my car fixed. And AnyPay makes that so easy with their AnyPay 2.0. If you've got the right wallets, at least. If you're using Edge Wallet, you're all set. Also, Bitcoin.com's wallet works great with AnyPay 2.0. Dash Wallet and Handcash, all totally compatible. But then there's some other wallets like Coinomi that unfortunately don't work at all. And Exodus Wallet also doesn't work, plus RelayX and Bread Wallet. So if you are a user of Coinomi, Exodus, RelayX, Bread, or any other wallet that sadly is not compatible with AnyPay 2.0, there are instructions on how you can reach out to those companies and those programmers over at anypayinc.com/upgrade. And we certainly would appreciate it if you would help make the crypto marketplace better by asking these companies to, you know, nicely add AnyPay support, or rather pay protocol support, which is all explained to you over at anypayinc.com/upgrade, anypayinc.com/upgrade. As we continue here, we're discussing you know, some more money-related stuff, and then on the way we'll talk about D.C. possibly becoming the 51st state. But the news here out of Coindesk.com is about Argentina, where they've seen tremendous inflation in the Argentinian peso in recent years. In fact, they say that inflation is up to about 30% annually in the Argentinian peso, and that is not a good thing. It is, as you know, the inflation of the money supply takes value out of the hands of the holders of that money. So anybody that has had savings in the Argentinian peso has seen their savings just wasting away. Yeah, you still have the same amount of pesos, but they don't buy what they used to buy. So that's... Yeah.
You're better off buying coconuts and leaving them sitting outside your door.
Right. Or in this case, they're buying the DAI stable coins now, because now they don't have...
Easier to store than coconuts.
Yep, and they don't go bad. Or at least in theory. Now will DAI have an implosion and completely fail? I mean, I suppose that's a possibility.
It could DAI.
Yeah, but the people of Argentina are betting that DAI is going to be more stable than the Argentinian peso, and so far history has proven them correct on that. So, although many stablecoins have grown in Argentina, DAI has been a star in the local market, and that success, according to important crypto players such as local exchanges in Argentina, are partially explained by the early relationship that the company or the organization behind DAI, which is called MakerDAO, so it's not really a company. What DAO stands for is Decentralized Autonomous Organization. So this is a group of people that is brought together by this cryptocurrency, essentially, and they've come together for a common purpose, but it's not like a board of directors or your traditional kind of company organization.
Mm-hmm.
Buenbit started offering DAI in November of 2018. Now, this is one of the local exchanges there in Argentina, when Ripio also included the same stablecoin, while it added USDC in August of this year. Now, USDC is one of those centrally managed dollar-backed stablecoins. It's run by, I believe, Coinbase and Circle. And I think they're the second largest. So Tether is the number one, and then USDC is, I believe, the number two stablecoin by market cap. Mariano De Pietriano Pietriantonio, senior marketing manager, lead for the Maker Foundation, the foundation behind DAI, says, quote, "This world was always closer to trading and short-term speculation, but we position DAI as a savings tool, a more down-to-earth proposal," he said. In Argentina, crypto exchange Bitso recorded a trading volume of 2.3 million DAI during the month of November, while its Mexican business, where the company holds 10 times more clients, only counted 883,000 DAI during the same month. So even though the Mexican version has 10 times the customer base, the Argentinians did more than two times the business in DAI.
Wow, and it's not because the Argentina's floating in money, or Venezuela. Is it Argentina?
We're talking about Argentina.
Venezuela.
Yeah, we're talking about Argentina. Argentina. Now, Venezuela is suffering even greater losses of their currency, the bolivar.
True.
So this is just another Venezuela in the making. Basically, the Argentinian peso is in also a decline.
I wonder if any of these companies countries will ever see the light and just say, we're going to stop issuing currency and we're going to let people use
something
else. You know, I think it's Costa Rica Ecuador. One of those countries does very well just using dollars, and they don't have. They're not printing dollars, so they don't even have the level of dollar inflation that we have.
I'm always wondering with Venezuela, if their bolivar is so worthless, how is the government even doing well? Wouldn't the government want to be doing something where they're doing really well, even if the people are doing bad? But if their bolivar just sucks, then
they're not doing so well in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, the strong man who's in charge of Venezuela, the so-called president there.
He was stronger, he'd be able to hold that currency up.
Nicolas Maduro, he's having enough trouble holding his belt up. He's very well fed, so he's taken care of. But some of the men in the military, as of just a couple of years ago, were like kidnapping goats and slaughtering them so they could have something to eat. So, they're even having a tough time paying their own military members and keeping them fed.
There was a scandal down there because during during some broadcast he was doing, he pulled out like a burrito out of his desk and started eating. And this was like a national scandal because everybody was like, don't eat in front of us.
Right.
We're
They're
hungry.
Yeah. He did that.
But why would that be better than just having a really, really booming economy? That's why I don't understand. Like, what does the government get out of that? Like,
what they get out of it is all of the they're the ones who are printing these bolivars. I mean,
they're not. They're hiring a company to print. In Venezuela, they hire a private company.
Well, true, but when that company delivers the currency, they deliver it to the government,
right.
And then the government can give it to whoever they want. So, you know, even if your counterfeit is only worth 10 cents on the dollar, you're still getting the whole 10 cents.
Sure, but Bonnie, you do ask a larger question of why not? Why don't they want a booming economy? Why do they want to do this, you know, socialist insanity? And that's a much larger question. We can address that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Is spreading the message of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace around the globe worth $2 per month to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And we've been available on satellite for free 24/7 since 2010. The LRN.FM free-to-air satellite signal is reaching some of the most oppressive regimes in the world, and there's no doubt our ideas are making an impact. You can learn more about the channel's impact by watching the 3-minute video at fund.lrn.fm. If you'd like to help free minds globally with our ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace, you can donate as little as $2 per month via fund.lrn.fm. You can help us continue and expand our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. Visit fund.lrn.fm today, and thank you for your help. Don't forget to share the link on social media. That's fund.lrn.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending the 40 executive orders signed by President Biden in the past 8 days.
Part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the president vowed to immediately address the pain and suffering of the American people. COVID coordinator Max Rose says the Pentagon's pandemic response so far has been largely to deploy medical military personnel.
Today, there are over 20,000 National Guardsmen deployed providing COVID support, including at over 260 vaccine sites in 36 states and territories.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 300 points to finish at 30,603. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York State's Attorney General is releasing new information regarding nursing home deaths in the state.
The New York State Attorney General announced Thursday New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration is undercounting coronavirus-related deaths in nursing homes by as much as 50%. The Democrat governor says they should not include the number of ill nursing home patients that later died after being transported to the hospital.
If you died in a nursing home, it's called a nursing home death. If you die in a hospital, it's called a hospital death. It doesn't say where were you before.
It was Cuomo's mandate that sent infected people into nursing homes in the early stages of the pandemic, killing well over 8,000 people, perhaps 13,000 deaths. We won't know the actual numbers until the report gets published, currently being reviewed by officials for applicable exemptions, legal privileges, and responsiveness. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. We're talking about bad money. In this case, specifically fiat currency. Not just the U.S. dollar, but the even worse ones, like the Argentinian peso and Venezuela. It's terrible Bolivar, which is now in its third iteration as the Bolivar Soberano, which means the sovereign Bolivar, which replaced the Bolivar Fuerte, which means the strong Bolivar, which replaced the Bolivar.
Which wasn't as strong as they made out.
And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Bonnie.
Nobody.
And Bonnie, you asked a really interesting question about, like, well, why are the, you know, why is Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and the Argentinian government, you know, why do they keep doing this just debasing of their own economy when they could enjoy the wealth of a more free marketplace? They are instead more interested in this crazy socialist plan that has just resulted in abject poverty in the streets, hungry people.
I think they call it modern monetary theory now.
Okay. But why? The question is, why would somebody make this choice? Is it just because they are so bought in to their socialist belief system that they just can't see any other way?
Is it mental illness?
Yeah.
It could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, they say insanity is repeating the same behavior
over and over.
Expecting different results.
Right, and this has been tried before. You know, this is the same old situation. And we know how it works out. It works out poorly for the average person. And it works out poorly for everybody, actually. You know, the poor certainly suffer the most. Obviously, the wealthy are probably still going to be able to find food to put on their plates, but their wealth goes down dramatically as well because there's just not as much of it around, period.
Yeah, but even the rich average person there, it's not their fault. It is the government's fault. That's why I'm just wondering, why does the government want to not even be the richest government in the world?
Yeah, it's... I mean, my theory has always been the Guadaloco.
What is that?
The bat S?
Yes.
Yeah. Guano is Spanish for bat S.
It's true.
Yeah.
Bat droppings. Bat spore.
Crazy? So you're saying they're crazy?
Yes.
Well, okay, let's look at it from this perspective. These people got into the positions of power they got into by advertising socialism to the people, right? They're, the people mm-hmm. of a lot of these countries, they believe in socialism. When you look at the opposition of...
Still, somehow.
Yeah. Well, usually when socialism fails, the other socialists say it's because of X, Y, or Z, not because socialism is a bad idea, but because the implementation in this case was failed, was a bad implementation.
It wasn't real socialism.
Right. And so they say, well, if you elect me as your dear leader, then it will be true socialism, and we will lead everyone into the socialist future of whatever it is they think that's going to be. Something
other than starvation.
Yeah, some sort of, you know, fake equality system being forced down everyone's throats. And so because people believe in socialism... You know, these guys would be at risk if they didn't keep pimping socialism. I mean, if Nicolas Maduro got into office and then all of a sudden changed into a free market, activist or whatever, then would he be able to stay in office for very long after that?
Yeah, and the reason that they see one of the issues with socialists is they have this belief in the magical power of money, that if we can just hand out dollars or hand out bolivars or hand out pesos, we can make everybody rich.
Because
it's just money, right? And they don't understand that money is... as Adam Smith wrote in Wealth of Nations, it is not for his money that the laborer labors, but for his money's worth, for the things that he's going to buy with that money. And, of course, if you're not producing anything and you're just handing out money, there's nothing to buy.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they also have a fundamental failure when it comes to understanding the value of money and what money really represents. Yeah. So if they don't understand that, then they'll never be able to really fix their problems.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they mistake the map for the territory.
Mm.
Yeah, but are we talking about the people or the government?
Because we're talking about the government. Mostly the government.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people are ignorant enough to fall for it over and over again.
Now we're starting to see that the people who are able to wake up now, thanks to cryptocurrency, are able to escape this, right? So,
yeah.
And so this is one of the things where Dash, the Dash cryptocurrency, you know, say what you want about Dash. I've got my critiques of it, but as far as its strengths... is they did some amazing work down in Venezuela doing, like, they would rent out a hotel room, you know, like one of the presentation rooms, and they'd bring people in there and give them free Dash wallets and give them a little bit of Dash and, you know, give them a rundown on cryptocurrency and, you know, what makes the blockchain special and give them the basics, right? Like, basically do a Bitcoin 101, but for Dash and promote Dash as sort of alternative to the bolivar that can hold value better. Because pretty much any cryptocurrency can hold value better than the bolivar. So, you know, even though crypto is volatile, it's not as bad as, you know, because crypto goes up and down, whereas the bolivar just goes down, 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 down. And so Dash did some amazing outreach in Venezuela, and that's the reason why Caracas may be the number one city in the world per capita. It may even be better than Keene, New Hampshire.
Wow.
As far as, yeah, there have been stories.
You're not thinking of moving, are you?
No. Burger King, for instance, I believe, is one of the chains that has adopted cryptocurrency payments down there in Venezuela. Yeah, and that's old news. That's like from 2019 or something like that. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff has been going on there for years.
I wonder if that's the Burger King Corporation or if they have
the franchisees. Yeah, I think
I
think it's a franchisee.
Okay, makes sense.
But the point is, they implemented not just Dash, but multiple cryptos. So you can spend Bitcoin Cash down there, Dash, and other cryptocurrencies at the point of sale at the Burger King, you know, menu system where you punch in your order. You can pay for it right there with crypto, from what I understand.
You got to send Derek down there to pimp AnyPay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. In fact, he's got a guy. There's actually an AnyPay guy that does that down there, from what I understand. So now we're seeing the same thing happening in Argentina, or rather Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
where people are buying the DAI stablecoin, which is a dollar-based I don't know if you can call it dollar-based because it's not actually backed by dollars, but it's priced at the dollar, backed by other cryptocurrencies.
So I guess if it does go the way of the boulevard, they're going to have to come out with the Die Hard next.
Maybe they could get Bruce Willis to shill for it.
Yeah. Duro de matar.
Argentines, according to CoinDesk, have reasons to distrust the traditional money system. In 2001, through a process known as Corralito, dollar accounts were frozen and part of the money was returned in local pesos after a strong devaluation.
Corralito means jacking.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it does now.
Yeah. I knew somebody, one of the girls I met down at Acapulco, at the Anarchapulco event. She was from Argentina, and when she was a little girl, it was 2001 when they were going through this, and they literally froze people's banking accounts and gave them a haircut or something like that. They just took a ton of money from people right off the top of what they had.
Taking a lesson out of FDR's book there.
Not surprisingly, according to the National Institute of Statistics and Consensus of the Argentine Republic, of the $228 billion that locals keep in foreign currency, only 8% of it is banked. So
don't blame them.
That's because they learned their lesson.
Yeah.
In 2001, you keep the money out of the banks. You keep it in your safe or under the mattress or anywhere else besides in a bank account. So if you want to weigh in here on currency devaluation in South America or elsewhere, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Plus, we can talk about Washington, D.C., maybe becoming the 51st state. That's in the news. And Kim.com is weighing in. Since we're talking about money tonight, he's weighing in on the favor of Bitcoin Cash, if you know who Kim.com is.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about money, good and bad. We're talking about the bad, which is the fiat currencies of the world, which is just a ranking of bad, because they're all bad, just some of them are worse and being debased faster than others. The Argentinian peso is one example of that. And
well, you know it's a bad lot if the U.S. dollar is best of
top
breed.
Dog, yeah. Exactly.
Even after 2020?
I mean, it's still, I don't know. Is there something out there that's better than the dollar? Euro, maybe? Is the euro actually doing better than the dollar?
I don't think
Because don't you
so.
Get more
I
euros for a dollar? Don't you get less dollars Well, I
think it's about $2 or 2 euros to a dollar or some, or I'm sorry, $2 to a euro, but it's been at that price.
Doesn't
forever.
That mean the euro is stronger than the dollar if you can get more dollars?
Not really, because it's the rate of change that matters, and they've been like locked in that, they've been locked in that relationship forever. I don't think they're very volatile at all against each other.
But if you can buy more, if you can take euros and get more dollars for your euros, doesn't that by definition mean that the euro is stronger than the dollar?
Well, if it's 2 euros to a dollar, or
it's $1.2 to each euro.
Okay, well,
so you trade in 1 euro, you get $1.2.
It was actually higher than that. It was like $2.
To each euro?
To a euro a few years ago. Mm. But that doesn't really tell the tale because, you know, if it was $2 to a euro 10 years ago and it was $2 to a euro now, that would mean that the euro is losing value
at
the same rate as the dollar.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're all
so
cranking
the euro,
out.
It sounds like, is actually losing value slightly faster than the dollar.
I see what you mean. So in Argentina, they have been just, you know, ravaged by their government's monetary policy over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And we just pointed out that based on what happened to them in the year 2001, where their dollar accounts were frozen and part of the money returned in pesos after a strong devaluation, so they just jacked a bunch of money from the people that held bank accounts back then.
Now, are we in Argentina?
We're in Argentina.
Venezuela now.
This is Argentina.
Okay.
In Venezuela, you cannot legally trade the Venezuelan Bolivar for dollar.
Right.
You can't. So in Argentina, you can trade the peso for the dollar, but only up to $200 worth per month. In Venezuela, you can't even do that. In Venezuela, if you want dollars, you have to get them on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing they have changed in Venezuela is last year they started to unofficially look the other way at people pricing in dollars. So it used to be that you could not price things in dollars. You could not legally accept dollars for goods. But now almost everyone in Venezuela has a dollar price and a bolivar price. And some places are only advertising their dollar price. And they are accepting dollars. It's just they can't take them to the bank. And they can't do anything with them except for trade them on the black market. Which is fine because there's plenty of people that are willing to do that on the black market, from what I understand.
Wow.
So it's a crazy situation. So to go back to what's happening in Argentina, where because of this limitation that the government has imposed on the people of Argentina, saying, you got Argentinian pesos, they're going down in value, we'll let you trade those pesos, but only up to $200 worth per month for dollars. Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying, well, we need more than $200 worth per month, so they're going to the crypto exchanges, and they're trading their pesos there for the DAI stablecoin, which is a dollar stablecoin.
So is DAI a stable coin?
It is.
Or is it growing in value? Because
it's a stable coin.
Okay.
Backed by cryptocurrencies instead of backed by dollars.
Okay, because it sounded like it was growing in value.
It is not.
Over time. Okay.
Nope. The backings may be growing in value over time, but the DAI themselves are not. Now, from what I understand, there's some way to make an interest rate by doing whatever back-end stuff that they have available with DAI. So there's some interesting like mechanisms that are behind the scenes that help keep the price where it is, that help to keep the price of DAI at about $1. And it's too complex for me to recall. It's something that is worthy of a look at, like if you're interested in things like stablecoins.
Yeah.
This is one.
Definitely like to get some income from my crypto without necessarily parting with my crypto and going into something else. So it sounds like this offers
there is a way to do that. Purchases of DAI and other cryptocurrencies occur most strongly during the first 10 days of each month when Argentinians collect their salaries in pesos and seek to dollarize their incomes as soon as possible, according to one of the people from the exchanges. They said that transactions at a decrypto exchange, whether purchases or sales, usually fluctuate between $200 and $400, according to private information provided by the company. Individuals aren't the only ones interested in DAI. The partner at the financial and crypto consulting firm BX said in an interview that he's receiving higher quantity of inquiries from companies also seeking to enter the DAI ecosystem, given the constant obstacles to acquiring dollars in the official market. Many questions come particularly from small and medium-sized firms looking for a reserve of value for their surpluses and needing to execute payments abroad.
And, of course, best thing for them to do is just accept it and trade.
Sure.
Then they don't have to pay anybody. They don't have to go through KYC. Nobody knows they have it.
Well, one of the biggest problems, though, with using Ethereum-based cryptocurrencies is the ridiculous fees. And we were actually talking about this at tonight's crypto meetup here in Keene. There was a guy there who was kind of new into the whole token situation. He has some questions about, you know, where do you mint a token? You know, do you do it on the Ethereum blockchain? And I suggested that he take a look at Ravencoin and he take a look at Stellar as alternatives to doing it on Ethereum, because when you do these things on the Ethereum blockchain, then you have to pay the Ethereum fees. And the Ethereum fees right now are very expensive. I mean, Bitcoin fees are bad. Ethereum fees are about as bad as Bitcoin fees. Yeah, I've done Ethereum transactions recently and have paid $5 to $10 or $12 for an Ethereum transaction.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So if you're going to go buy a hamburger at Burger King, you know, in Venezuela or Argentina or whatever, you're not going
to
want to pay another $5 on top.
You have to buy the whole cow.
Yeah. So, you know, that just doesn't play for the average sort of retail user of a cryptocurrency stablecoin. What we need to have is something like, you know, Stellar, where the fees are very, very low all the time, at least from what I've seen.
Now, would BCH be an appropriate... it requires a smart contract?
No, BCH has tokens, so they could totally be on BCH.
I know they have tokens, but I'm wondering if DAI is implemented as a smart contract.
Yeah, there is some smart contracting going on with DAI, so yeah, it's a good question on that.
Yeah, you'd have to see if
BCH
would be up to the task.
Yeah, I don't know what level of smart contracting they've added to BCH, but I think there's some, if not some, on the horizon.
What is smart contracting?
That's a good question. It is a way to, at least with the Ethereum blockchain, what makes Ethereum different from Bitcoin fundamentally is that Ethereum is sort of a decentralized processor for computer commands, and these commands are issued by these contracts. And the contracts are written by programmers, and the programmers, well, sometimes they put accidentally bugs into these contracts, and those the contracts have not been very solid, and that has resulted in people that are like really smart programmers looking at the contracts and finding the bugs and then exploiting them and just jacking a whole bunch of Ethereum through the system. And,
oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and making a ton of money. In fact, that's where Ethereum had its first chain fork back in the day when Ethereum split to Ethereum and then what's now called Ethereum Classic. What had happened was the very first ever decentralized autonomous organization that had come out, it made a whole bunch of news. It was everywhere. I put like $100 into it at the time, and their contract was messed up. And somebody found this flaw in the contract and like made $5 million worth of Ethereum exit the contract into their own wallet or something like that. It was a lot of money. And so the Ethereum programmers decided, or the miners or whoever it was, somebody decided, we're going to undo this person taking the money out of the out of this DAO, out of this organization. And the people who disagreed with them undoing that went forward as Ethereum Classic, and they forked the coin into two different Ethereums. So the Ethereum, the one that's more valuable, is the one that actually went back in time and undid the heist, so to speak, even though that's something that has never happened with Bitcoin, and a lot of people are against going back and undoing somebody's mistakes like that.
Yeah, I mean, we could have undone Mt. Gox. I'm kind of glad we didn't.
No, I think it's good to just keep going forward. People make mistakes, and they should have to pay the price of making those mistakes, but they decided differently. 603-283-6160, you can join us. Coming up here, the 51st state. Will it be Washington, D.C.? You can also weigh in on whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.